A2A Spotlight. I'm Jeff Bell with another story of turning adversity into advocacy. The applause is for a very special dance team made up of children with a variety of special needs.
We have students affected by autism, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy.
The list, says North Carolina dance instructor Kim Smith, goes on and on.
We have children with prosthetic limbs, sensory processing disorders.
And all of these kids are discovering what Smith herself learned as a very young girl.
Dance is just a way to connect with people and make friends.
Several years ago, Smith decided to introduce her daughter Reagan to dance, knowing it would help her with her special needs.
She was diagnosed with autism and sensory processing disorder.
Smith looked for a dance class that could accommodate Reagan's challenges, but couldn't find one. And that's when it hit her. She could start that program.
I know how to connect with these kids. I'm a huge advocate. I have years and years of dance training.
So one night, Smith turned to Facebook to put out feelers about possible studio space, and
within 5 minutes, Miss Donna reached out to me and said, "What do you need? Tell me how you want to do it, and let's do this."
With the help of Miss Donna, who had taught Smith to dance decades before, a chance to dance came to life with 7 special students. And today,
we have 37 kids broken up into 4 different classes.
Smith knows her program is doing wonders for her students and has this hope for their parents.
That it inspires them to not be afraid to take their children out into the world.
To learn more about how Kim Smith is turning adversity into advocacy, visit A2A Spotlight.org. For the nonprofit A2A Alliance, I'm Jeff Bell.